This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blanc. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of Republic Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions from 9:30 p.m. onwards on its regional networks. A massive wildfire erupted yesterday morning between the river belt of Tawang Chu River below Sankyur village and the Pamakar circle of Lumla subdivision, Arunachal Pradesh. The fire quickly spread, posing a significant threat to Sankyur and nearby villages. Timely intervention by the Lumla administration with the support of Sashastra Seema Bal, Lumla, Indian Army personnel from the Tawang Brigade, local police and residents successfully contained the fire near the village and residential buildings, preventing potential loss of lives and property. All agencies are on high alert to prevent further spread of the fire. In charge, Additional Deputy Commissioner of Lumla, Amar Nunu Mara, and District Disaster Management Officer of Tawang, Gendem Somu, are leading the coordination efforts on site. Officers from the Indian Army, State Police, SSB, BRO, and the Forest Department are actively monitoring the situation and working to bring the fire under control. In Tripura, Chief Minister Professor Dr. Manik Saha has said that the country and the state will advance only when the youth of the country and state progress. He said youth are the real assets of a country and a state. He was speaking after launching the Tripura Startup Policy 2024 at Pragna Bhavan in Agartala yesterday. On the occasion, the Chief Minister said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi always emphasized on the youth's strength and their keenness on innovation and self-reliance so as to earn through means other than jobs. To this end, the Tripura Startup Policy would play a catalytic role in realizing their dreams of startup entrepreneurship venture. On the occasion, a cheque of Rs. 75 lakh was presented to a company from Tripura Startup Venture Capital Fund and eligibility certificates were given to two companies. Union Minister of State for Minorities Affairs, Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying George Kurian yesterday visited Senapati district of Manipur and inspected various institutions and project sites in the district. The minister, accompanied by the deputy commissioner of Senapati district, Mamuni Dole, and other officials, inspected model residential schools, district hospital, astroturf, multipurpose parking lot, village chief association building, and model Anganwadi center located at different places of Senapati district. He also interacted with the village chiefs. Later, Mr. Kurian chaired a review meeting with the district-level officers on the implementation of central flagship programs and policies and also reviewed the progress report of various departments at DC Conference Hall, Senapati. Meghalaya Education Minister Rakam A. Sangma has announced that the government's decision to set up two more new degree colleges in the state within this academic year. This proposal has been approved by the ministry concerned. The two degree colleges will be established in East Jhansi Hills and West Khasi Hills. Speaking with the media, the minister informed that the education department has already come up with an advertisement for recruitment of more than 100 faculty members for the two degree colleges. In Meghalaya, Deputy Commissioner of East Khasi Hills District, R.M. Kurba, who is also the returning officer for the district council elections to the KHADC in a press conference yesterday, said polling for the elections is scheduled for February 21st, while the counting of votes will take place on February 24th. She said that the notification of the Khasi Hills Autonomous District Council elections will be issued on Monday, January 27th, which will also enforce the Model Code of Conduct. The district administration has stated that the law and order situation in East Khasi Hills remains peaceful, with minor exceptions in certain areas, which will be addressed as required. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.